Good evening, Audioboo.
And welcome to Thai Square in Richmond, where we're sitting here at a table made for four, but there are only two of us, plus a dog.
Yeah.
And we've just ordered our dinner, which will be coming in a lickety-split timing. And in the meantime, Audioboo listeners, we're here to serve you.
Oh, yes, thank you. In fact, if I finish that...
Not difficult for you.
I'll give you that one. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was the white wine. I now have some more.
Fee has finished the white wine.
Uh-huh.
The rare Fiona can often be seen grazing on white wine.
When she's with her mate.
When she's with her mate, yes, absolutely.
Her mate.
She starts off hidden in the grass, not wanting to be seen by others, but slowly but surely, the volume level increases. The laugh rings out, and the unmistakable swagger of a Fionicle inebriated comes to the fore.
What about the Robertical?
I never drink.
You are a fibber.
Am I?
Yes.
I'm drinking...
red wine.
Grape juice.
Red wine.
Grape juice.
Red wine.
Grape juice. It's red. I
tasted it. It's definitely red wine.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you that. It's red wine. Non-alcoholic, though.
Again, you're a fibber.
Not a drop of alcohol has touched my lips all evening. It's all gone
straight
down my throat.
It's all gone straight into your tummy. At least you haven't ordered a second one yet.
I'm drinking Thai Shiraz, everybody.
I'm drinking Thai white wine of some sort, which I can't remember the name of.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a bit of an experiment because Fee decided to have the Thai white wine.
And, so you thought you'd
and I
join
thought
in.
I would join and have the red. And it's okay, but it's nothing to write home about.
You're going to change to Rioja, aren't you?
There's not much point to me writing home anyway, because home's not that far away. I would get home before the letter did.
You could email home, I suppose.
I could email home, but then I would receive it here.
Yeah, that's true. Be a bit silly.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got an important thing to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier on, dearest Audioboo, Ickle, I was suggesting to Fee something that she disagreed with.
Yeah.
And she said... And I said, haven't you forgotten the R?
So
she
said, and Robert laughed a lot, and so did I. And now we're still laughing.
Silly.
Humpfer.
So I think that's going to be our code word now for...
For what?
Cheer up and...
And stop being silly.
Stop being silly, yeah.
No, start being silly.
Stop being silly. Yeah.
Yeah. If one of us is fed up, the other would just have to go humpfer.
Humpfer. Humpfer. It's quite a nice word.
It's good.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah. Or a humph.
A humph.
So, there's going to be
what,
spring
as
roll.
What, humph, Littleton?
Possibly. I think they had an in it. Humph.
Rest his soul, etc.
Yes.
Or humph Appleby.
Who? I've heard of Kim Appleby.
In Yes Minister.
Oh, him.
I don't think he was really a humph.
No, he was definitely a Humphrey.
Sir Humphrey.
Yeah.
I think what's his name? Minister, whose name escapes me right this moment, did refer to him as Humpy.
Hacker,
that's it. Did refer to him as Humpy at least once.
Did he? Like I say, I've heard of Kim Appleby doing that. Don't you cry, you'll get by, you get it, it won't last, don't worry. No, don't worry. Oh, listen to this retro ringtone. Oh, they've answered it. Oh, rubbish, they didn't let it ring.
It's funny, at work, in order to get in through a door that I'm not going to trap my dog in,
yeah,
I have to press a doorbell.
Ding dong.
And I don't know who it is in reception who does it, but they seem to keep changing the tune.
Yeah.
So now and again, you just get a straight ding dong.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you get a straight ding dong.
Sometimes you get a proper Big Ben ding dong ding dong.
So it's an even straighter ding,
ding
dong.
Dong ding dong. And occasionally you get.
Oh dear! That's a bit weird.
Playing in a. I was about to say where it was. Playing in a reception where you wouldn't expect said thing to be playing.
What, it's sort of too much fun kind of thing for a.
I don't know what you're suggesting.
Well.
We're known for being fun.
You're in a job where you. Push pens and or computers, basically.
Yeah, I haven't seen a pen in ages, but yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, computers.
Push computer keyboards.
Yeah. So, like, and there's lots and lots of paperwork, but even if it's electronic now.
It's not very papery.
So, yeah. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
What else can we tell?
It always makes you smile when they've turned it on to that one anyway.
What else can we tell the boo people? There must be more that we can tell them.
We're in
Times Square. Squire Tear, yeah. But they know that already because we told them that.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in stereo.
And we're drinking wine. Did we mention that?
I thought you weren't drinking because it hadn't touched your lips.
I meant we as in royal we. Fee.
He's drinking wine and Robert's not touching a drop.
Okay.
He's with touching a glass ball instead.
I am. I mean, I'm not. I don't know what I'm doing.
I do actually need this.
I think I've got the wine on.
The thing is,
drip.
I'm getting a bit drunk already. I suddenly
For anybody who knows Fee, they will know that this is nothing new.
I moved toward you.
What?
I moved my head and I suddenly thought, Yeah, this is a bit drunken now, I think.
It's when you move your head and it doesn't quite go in a straight line.
Yeah,
it sort of seems to go up and down and back up again.
It's sort of, yeah.
It floats.
Yeah, it's floating a bit and I'm thinking, those spring rolls, yes, I could do with those now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the earlier ice cream has lined my stomach sufficiently.
No, well, it's all right because we can share the spring rolls. May I have the carrot in the shape of a flower if they give us one?
Yeah, if they find it.
I'm sure I'll find it.
Thank you. Yes.
I was talking about carrot, didn't we?
I was talking about carrot.
Oh, good. That's
how
all right.
Cheeky you are. I don't know what you were talking about.
Carrot. Don't tickle my leg.
Who's tickling legs?
You were. I arrived today. I arrived on the train.
Who would have thought
this? Quarter past five.
Here's Fiona Nicole talking to you now from Richmond, and she tells us she arrived. We know she arrived.
At 5:15.
But she could be a hologram, I suppose.
But guess who wasn't there yet?
Oh, yes, but I had an important call that I couldn't really turn away.
Oh.
Because had I turned it away, I think it would have had repercussions.
Yeah. So, And you were still working as well.
I'm still working, it's true.
Yes. But you weren't far away. You were nearly there.
Yeah, I was on I think your train must have been early in to be honest, actually.
It usually is slightly.
Because I called you at 16 minutes past. And you were already in the ticket office.
No, I called you.
You called me?
Yeah.
I called you.
No,
I called you.
I called you.
No, I called
you. Unless we called each other at the same time.
I definitely called you.
I called you!
You're right, you called me. I left you a message.
Oh. That's weird.
No, I didn't leave you a message. It went...
Oops, that's a bit loud.
It went through to answer machine just as you answered. No, just as you didn't answer. No, hang on.
You're drunk.
It...
Ah, thank you. They're mainly for me, I think.
Yeah. It went through... No, it was about to go through answer machine, and then it started going beep, beep, beep in my ear. So I finished that and answered it.
Oh.
So we did both call each
other. Oh, I see.
You see why I'm confused?
You're always confused.
I know, I'm always confused. Yeah.
Where's the spring roll?
I
can't find it. Oh, it's there.
Oh, well, no spring roll.
Right, we've got five.
Oh, that's pretty fine.
Yeah, look, they're very hot at the moment, but look, there's five.
Wow. Probably a special sharing portion at twice the price of normal.
No, they're only little. Careful your wine, you're going to knock it all over the table in a minute.
Am I? Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
It's alright, knock it over yourself, I don't care.
I'll look where I'm putting it next time, shall I?
Yeah. Looking for the fly. I'm going to try one of these. There's a thing of chilli sauce, but you usually aren't interested in that.
Yeah, I'm not a great fan of chilli sauce. I like soy sauce.
It's hot.
Wait, may I try one, please?
Of course.
Oh,
they're for share.
No, are they just there? Ah, oh, there. Ooh, ow. Oh, my giddy arm.
You're very funny.
Hang on, I'm going to have to... Ooh, I think my one's got chilli sauce on it already.
Oh, it might have done if I... Sorry.
Dripped it.
I dripped. I'm such a drip.
You are. Right, I'll tell you what. You know, I'll show you what I'm doing here so that I don't burn my fingers.
What?
Lollipop.
Oh, sorry, no, you don't like that song, do you? Sorry. No, I was thinking... That song's alright,
too. Yeah, that's not. Well, no, it's not actually. It's horrible, but I'm about
to... Yeah, but it's not the one I was thinking of.
...fight into this to begin.
They're nice, aren't they?
Freezing cold.
Silly boy.
Yeah, they're quite nice actually. They taste like you think vegetarian spring rolls should be, rather than having, you know, sometimes they seem to fill them full of one thing, and you just get like cabbage and nothing else. Looming hot.
Don't you mean, ow?
Yeah.
You know, like Michael Jackson. You've got to grab your crotch at the same time.
No.
That's what Michael Jackson did.
Really?
Apparently so, yeah. I didn't know that until someone told me, because obviously if you're blind, you don't see these things.
Do you not? Funny that'd be.
Stop it, you.
You should, because only...
Let's not go there on a boot, shall we not?
Oh, sorry. Allegedly, and it was purely a joke, and I take it all back. It was a lovely man.
Well, he can't really sue you.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, of course, you can't sue for libel when you're dead, can you? People can't sue for libel on your behalf.
Oh, I don't know about that, but you can't.
Anyway, that would be slander, not libel, because I'm saying it, but anyway. Well, for the sake of me, quite a lot of black pepper.
What about black pepper?
Quite a lot.
Black pepper's good. Black pepper's like the best thing in the world.
Just to clarify, Audio Boo, by saying that it was slander rather than libel, I wasn't admitting to slander. I was simply saying that were it to be proven in a court of law that I had libeled somebody who was dead, that would in fact be incorrect because it would be slander. So it wouldn't be proven in a court of law. Anyway, it was only a question.
Well, from what I heard, certainly when he was doing his videos and things, yeah, it was his own crotch.
Right, okay. Why did he do this? See, I never heard of this.
What, going, ow? That was a bit loud, actually.
I must have had a sheltered upbringing or something, because I didn't know that he did this.
Didn't you hear Michael Jackson songs where he went out?
He went out, but I didn't know that
he went out.
I didn't know. I didn't know that he was producing that sound by grabbing part of his body, namely his gentleman's apparatus.
Well, no, I didn't know that till about 2 years ago.
Are you sure somebody's not leading you on?
No, she wouldn't. The person who told me it. I'll tell you what, boo people, you can tell us in the comments.
Yeah.
Am I right? Did Michael Jackson grab his bollocks?
Why would he do that?
So he could go, ow!
Yeah, but it doesn't really work like that. You can't grab your own balls. It's like you can't tickle yourself.
I could tickle you.
You could. I would suggest you don't.
No, probably not in here. But I could
holding wine.
I could tickle you later.
I mean, I'm not holding wine. I'm holding non-alcoholic grape juice that happens to be red and made from Shiraz grape.
Yes. And alcoholic.
Purely a coincidence.
Do you know, it's funny, though, because communion wine is red, and I often like that.
It's like a sherry, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's much sweeter.
Sweeter, yeah. Yeah.
I'm interested to know actually what it is. You know, what grape it comes from. Where do you get communion wine from? Can you buy it? Because until it's been blessed, it's normal wine.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's no reason why anybody couldn't buy it, surely.
Although it might be expensive.
Yeah, probably. And do you think the Church of England buys it in bulk?
It depends on the church, I think.
Do they do it individually?
I think they do, yeah.
Is there a Church of England wine catalogue?
I don't know. I've been on a PCC and they were looking at different prices and things at
really?
One point. Yeah.
And were they different kinds of, for different kinds of wine, or was it just different stockists of the same?
Yeah, different places.
But not different kinds of wine.
I don't think so.
They do different kinds of crackers, don't they? But they now do these gluten-free ones.
Yes. Yeah.
Which actually tastes quite nice.
Do they?
Yeah. I can't remember where I went somewhere, and they seem to only have the gluten-free ones.
My grandmother couldn't
I've just
have gluten.
This is the ice.
My grandmother couldn't have gluten.
Really? That would be really difficult.
It was, but she, if she had it, it made her really ill, so she couldn't have it.
Couldn't live if living is without gluten. I couldn't live without cakes and tarts.
Mum used to make...
And bread.
But she used to have to have
and other things made with gluten.
You know what if it made you ill enough?
I don't know anymore.
Oh dear. She used to have rye bread.
Yeah.
Which was very sort of dense.
Rye?
What?
Rye? Rye, did she have rye bread?
Oh dear.
Did it come from East Sussex?
I think it didn't.
Sorry?
I think it didn't.
You think it didn't?
That's right.
No, why not?
I just think it didn't. And she used to have rice cakes, which were kind of like eating polystyrene.
Yeah, my dad has those. I don't know why anybody would have them voluntarily. I've had spiced ones, and, you know, they're... just about edible, but why you would have the normal ones? I mean, it's like really crispy meringue, but without the sugar.
Yeah. No, it's like polystyrene.
It's like polystyrene. It creaks. Like, ooh, always making me go shivering. Horrible. Horrible, with a capital apostrophe.
I'm drunk.
Never.
Did I mention it?
Never. You're never drunk.
I know.
You what?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, tickle my leg. Tickle your leg.
Or you. That was cheeky.
Yeah, I am cheeky.
Drowning in wine.
That'd be quite a good way to go, actually, wouldn't it?
It might be. How many spring rolls have you had?
One.
I had, I must have had two then.
Right, then now there's two left.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's two.
Do you want them both?
If you want one more, you feel free.
Do you feel like having both?
No, not one.
You really sure?
Yeah.
Alright, very kind, thank you. Could you maybe give it to me? Say if you put my fingers in the stuff. Thank you.
Got quite a lot busier now, as I predicted earlier.
Mm. A funny light over there.
I know.
It keeps going up and down.
It's a bit odd, that.
Oh, you're catching it too?
Yeah. I can't see anything else
but this
that.
Light that keeps going up and down.
Yeah.
I can see a bit more. I can see the lights on the ceiling.
Oh, I can't.
And I can see a patch of light right over my shoulder, which is where the door is, I think.
No, I can't see those.
You're obviously not looking hard enough, Pete.
Shut up, you. Good job you don't work for those with side glass.
Yeah, I'm too unpolitically correct.
You'd be so insensitive. Sorry, did I say you would be? I mean, you are. No, that's mean.
Oh, it's alright.
True, but mean.
I mean, you can't see the eye chart. Well, come on, try harder. I used to have a teaching assistant like that at primary school.
Oh, no.
I won't name her.
No.
Just in case she's still alive.
No, please don't.
Sorry?
Please don't.
No. But she did hit it on my finger on a few occasions. We went to our school trips, I think, where I kept being told I wasn't looking at something hard enough to see it.
Yeah, because that'll help.
It does help, yeah. It's really important to look hard.
Mm.
You've got to square up your shoulders. And you've got to put a mean look on your face.
Oh, you can do that?
I can do that,
or
yeah.
Is it just grumpy? I know you can do grumpy.
Oh, never.
Oh, I've just found a prawn cracker.
Have you? And you didn't offer it to me.
No, I just ate it.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm drunk.
I would have given it to you anyway, but that's not the point. Oh, thank you. I just got a kiss in the ear.
And a cuddle.
Very nice cuddle.
I like giving you cuddles.
Yeah.
You're very cuddleable.
Am I? Despite being a really bony person.
You're very cuddleable.
That's good.
You know how much food we've got left?
I wonder.
If
it's
any.
A good point to wonder.
Are we still booing or, you know?
Are we still. There's a song there somewhere, isn't there? Are we still booing or are we. Something.
Sorry, Booville, for the noises.
Are we still booing them?
I don't know, hang on. We're getting there.
Can boo, booing
yeah, we've got
you.
Just under 6 minutes.
We got a filler.
Alright then, just. Not really.
Can't boo anymore. I bet you can do that higher.
I can't do
it. Yeah, put it higher. Put it in the greedy. Much higher.
I can't do it.
I don't think it's quite like that, but yeah, I suppose that's
where's
a good.
Where's the other spring roll gone?
The dirty bit.
You
ate it. The one you gave me, I ate it.
Oh no, there's one now.
You gave it to me.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
None now.
I did offer it to you.
You did, didn't you?
I did.
Perhaps I... Oh, I don't know anymore. How many did you have then? Two? Oh, that's all right. I still had three then. I just must have forgotten one of them. Never mind.
By the way, Audioboo, this was deliberate. I wasn't being shortchanged or anything here. I didn't really feel like a starter. I didn't look like one either.
You felt more like a Robert, really.
Yeah, more like a Robert, yeah. That light's vanished.
We shared our starter.
It's a light.
Pardon?
That's a light bulb.
It's still there, isn't it?
I can't see it.
It's a light, sort of.
Hang on. I'm
oh, sorry.
Okay, go on.
It's a light, sort of. There.
Oh.
But it might be on the ceiling, I don't know.
Because there's light, you know. There.
Oh, maybe it's that one.
Oh, and there's a something lit up there.
Okay.
And. There.
Pointing for the boo.
And you're right, pointing for the boo, absolutely. And.
Blind pointing for the boo.
Yeah, I know.
You could be one of those. Old-fashioned policemen, well, police women, directing the traffic. You know,
he's waving my arm around. It's quite funny. Now I'm going to give him a
cut. When I went to Audioboo, when I went to Bhutan some years back.
Bhutan.
It's
the boo.
It's true. Bhutan. Oh, if only Audioboo was about there.
Yeah.
Bhutan.
I didn't record anything because you were rubbish.
It wasn't quite spelled the same.
Yeah, but it sounds it. Who cares?
True. And they have, in the middle of their capital city, Thimphu.
Do you have a glass of water?
Yes, I'm drinking it.
I'll ask for some more when they come back with our curry and stuff.
In the middle of their capital city, Thimphu, and I use the term capital city fairly advisedly because I think it's got a population of about 7,000.
Sounds like less than one.
Yeah, it probably is. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm never loud.
Actually, I love you dearly, but.
We have a large glass of Rioja.
May I have some more water, please? With ice.
You've only ice in it originally.
Yes. But it's just all gone. The water's gone too.
I will continue.
Bhutan.
Thimphu.
Bhutan.
Thimphu. Shout out. Thimphu. The most important crossroads in the whole country.
Yeah.
Which is basically like a normal crossroads
yeah.
in this country, has a little bandstand in the middle
yeah.
in which stands a policeman with white gloves.
Oh, not a band.
Who directs the traffic.
Yeah.
Apparently they put in traffic lights, but there was such a backlash against it that they took them out and reinstated the policeman.
Why?
Well, because there was a backlash against it.
Why was there a backlash?
Because they didn't want traffic lights, they wanted a policeman.
Oh, fair enough.
This is a country, though, where they have an official policy of gross domestic happiness.
Oh. Fair enough.
I don't think, though, that they've mentioned it to the migrants kept in camps at its borders somewhere.
Ah.
I think it goes as far as the indigenous population.
Oh.
But it's got a very...
That's a red light.
Thank you.
That's for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't remember the details of this bit.
She said wine, so it's alcohol.
So I'm probably slandering now a country, but which is really good going.
Yep.
I tell you what, Bhutan, if you want to sue me, I'm very happy to come over.
I bet you wouldn't be.
At your expense.
Yeah.
Bhutan. Yeah, they've got a very progressive monarchy there, where they each successive king has introduced more democracy into the country.
Right.
So he had absolute rule to begin with.
Yes.
And he's done it in a gradual process when he felt that the country was ready for it.
Or they might riot.
Well, no, actually, no. It's not like that. There.
I've got some more water already.
You just drank it.
Mm-hmm. Got some more. No ice, but oh well. Never mind, I'll drink it soon and then I'll have some more and have some ice.
A really interesting country to go to, Audio Boo. If you're ever thinking of going anywhere, if you go to Nepal for anything, take out a few days to go to Bhutan. It's really brilliant. And the flight in is incredible.